just over 2 weeks, many of us will watch the 4th of July fireworks, or at least hear them. Where do fireworks come from? How did this custom of shooting off fireworks begin? Very early in history, during the first 1,000 years after Christ, Chinese scientists discovered gunpowder. And from this discovery came the concept of fireworks. The ancient Chinese people were very superstitious and believed that fire could dissolve evil spirits. Sparks were a good omen. They thought a good indication of the future. Loud sounds, they believed, would frighten away ghosts, and smoke was good for your health. So in ancient China, fireworks were the perfect thing. All the fire and noise would chase away the spirits and ghosts, and the sparks and smoke would make you healthy. Chinese kings were given fireworks as a form of tribute. Today, Chinese people set off fireworks to express their happiness and to invite good luck into their lives. Fireworks are also used as a form of entertainment and often as a way of celebrating some sort of event or holiday, like the 4th of July. In today's Old Testament reading, the prophet Ezekiel talks about something similar to fireworks. With fireworks, it's amazing that one of those little rockets could give off so much light and so much noise. One little rocket. It doesn't seem like much as it sits in the box. There doesn't seem to be much to it. But wait and see. When it's lit off, it lights up the night sky and gives off a boom that can be heard for miles. Today, the prophet Ezekiel talks about something that seems small, seems insignificant. But wait and see. It becomes something much greater than we would expect. What Ezekiel is talking about is the kingdom of God. He compares the kingdom of God to a tiny little stalk. God plants that stalk, and it doesn't look like very much as it sits on top of a high mountain. But wait and see. Eventually, it becomes the greatest, most amazing tree in all the world. Today, God teaches us about his kingdom and how it works. God does things that seem small in our lives to begin with. But the things that God does turn out to be the greatest, most amazing things we could ever imagine. In today's reading from Ezekiel, God states,
I myself will take a shoot from the very top of a cedar and plant it. I will break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on a high and lofty mountain, on the mountain height of Israel. I will plant it.
God describes himself as a gardener planting a tree. He plants a small shoot onto a high mountain. God finishes his work, brushes off his hands, and walks away. It doesn't look like much, just a small green stalk sitting by itself on top of a high mountain. Not very impressive. What God is talking about is Christ and the Christian church. When Jesus was born, he didn't look like much. A tiny baby born to a poor Middle Eastern family. And Jesus carried out his ministry. And as Jesus carried out his ministry, he didn't look like much. Sometimes he would perform a miracle, but most of the time he talked about things that people didn't care about. He talked about repentance and faith and the life to come. And when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't look like much. Very unimpressive, as he died between two convertibles on Friday afternoon. His early followers didn't look like much either. A group of uneducated fishermen who didn't fit in with the rest of society. One needs to wait for this moment. Today, we may be tempted to look at Christ, to look at God's church and think to ourselves,
I am not impressed. This doesn't look much like much to me.
We look at our world today, and oftentimes it's hard to see the greatness of Christ. We look at the state of Christianity in our world today, with all of its problems, and it's hard to see the greatness of Christ. We look at our own lives, at all of our own problems, and it's hard to see the greatness of Christ. We need to wait and see. The secret to seeing God's greatness is focusing on things we cannot see and focusing on the future. The prophet Ezekiel told Israel to focus on the future, something they could not see. And there they found God's greatness. In the reading, God says,
on the mountain height of Israel I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a noble cedar.
God is talking about Christ and his kingdom. Someday it will grow, Christ says. Birds of every kind will nest in it. God is talking about people. People of every kind will become a part of God's kingdom. People from all over the world, every nation, every background, every kind of personality, and every social status. Look to the future, Ezekiel told the people of Israel, and you will see the greatness of God's kingdom. As the tree grows, birds find shelter in the shade of its branches. If we were a bird, this would be a driving force in our lives to find shelter. This is why birds like trees so much. There's shade there. There's shelter there. In the branches of those trees, they will find relief from the hot sun and the driving rainstorms and the cold winds. In the same way, God says, people will come and find spiritual shelter in Christ. Shelter from fear, shelter from uncertainty, shelter from despair. When fireworks are lit off at night, it doesn't look like much to begin with. A small white dot, quietly sailing up into the night sky. But then it reaches its peak and it explodes with a loud boom. And the dark sky is filled with a beautiful coloring design, all but one small fire. When we first meet Jesus, he doesn't look like much. When we first have contact with his word, it may not seem like much. But wait and see. After dying, he rises from the dead. We begin to believe that this man Jesus is God. We realize that his death wasn't just a sad injustice. It was all an act of love. And someday, when we look into the sky, we will see something greater than the greatest of all fireworks displays. We will see Christ coming again in all of his glory, with all the saints and angels behind him, coming to take us to be with him forever. If we want to be impressed by God, then wait and see. Do not focus on all of life's troubles that can be seen and experienced here and now. Focus instead on God's word, and let the Holy Spirit show us what Christ has done for us. Look at what Christ has promised to us. And look at what Christ has waiting for us. Things may seem small now, but wait, God says. and we will see. God surrounds us with trees, not just to give us shade, but to remind us of His kingdom. Every tree starts out as a tiny shoot, but grows into the great tree that we see out our window. And so it is with God's kingdom. It doesn't seem like much now, but wait and see, God says. Wait and see. The fireworks are coming. Amen.